From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, a Rangers-Astros series that actually means something. Fans get ready for the battle of I-45. And our top news tonight comes from a basketball arena. The sport this time is politics. Revered and reviled GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump is in the middle of a rally at the American Airlines Center. I caught up with KERA's Chris Connolly shortly before the festivities began. Chris, what are you seeing there?
It is a pretty packed house. There, you know, when I got here right before 4, which is when the doors opened, there were lines all the way around the building at each of the entrances. When they opened the stadium, people started streaming in. You know, you saw security just trying to get through as many people as possible. Lots of Trump gear. Also, you know, but a good kind of mix of people here.
Speaking of the audience, what's the crowd like?
Right. So, I mean, it's definitely a mostly white crowd here, but a huge range of ages. I mean, young to old, people have a kind of look like they come from all walks of life here. But there seems to be sort of common threads among the people that I've talked to. They all vote conservative. They also have a fierce independent streak to them. People like Michael Voris. We have a little clip of him here.
Ready for a change. What really sold me on it was when I realized how much both parties detest him. Anytime they agree, both parties agree on something, I don't trust them. Anytime they both don't like something, I know something's got to be right about it.
Voris is a restaurant owner downtown Dallas, you know, and that's sort of a sentiment that you hear from a lot of people. But I think when you look around, you know, you also, there's definitely some people here who are just kind of here to see the show. They're curious to see what this is all about. I mean, this is a guy drawing big crowds. So, you know, I think you kind of get a range of people in here.
And I understand there's a protest planned.
There is. So this is, these are people who are opposed to Trump's immigration platform. I mean, they say that it's divisive. They say that it's hateful. They're calling it a march against hate. They're saying that they want to counter his message with love. Here's Domingo Garcia. He's the main organizer of the demonstration today.
We want to send a message to Donald Trump that his rhetoric of political hate, of division, of bigotry is not welcome in Texas. We're a bilingual, bicultural state.
And Garcia was saying that he hopes to get about 1,000 people out on the street. When I met up with them at the Cathedral of the Virgin of Guadalupe, there were about 100 or so people, but they were planning on gathering strength and then marching down to the American Airlines Center.
That's KERA's Chris Connolly outside the American Airlines Center. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
The Texas Rangers and Houston Astros have been playing each other for 15 years, but no series has ever meant as much as the one that starts tonight at Globe Life Park in Arlington. The Astros hold a slim game-and-a-half lead over the Rangers in the American League with just 3 weeks left. KERA's Gus Contreras met up with a few fans buying tickets.
When this season started, few people thought a Rangers-Astros series could have playoff implications. The Rangers were coming off a disastrous last-place finish, and the Astros haven't had a winning record in 7 years. Today, for fans like Kermit Martindale, it feels like the postseason's already begun.
Yeah, this is the playoffs. This is September. We're mid-September. Let's go, Rangers.
Martindale and his dad spent their lunch break picking up tickets for tonight's game. Kermit Jr.'s heart may pump Ranger red, but dad is torn.
I like the Astros and I like the Rangers. I really want both of them to be in. So we need to keep the Angels out.
As it stands, the Rangers hold the second wildcard spot, the game ahead of Minnesota and 3 in front of the Angels. The battle for the American League West could come down to 8 games left between Texas and Houston. The Rangers lead the season series 8-4. Longtime fan Steve Crum was also making a last-minute ticket buy, and remembering the bad old days of last season.
It's just nice to be playing games in September that do count. I mean, I'm always a Rangers fan, but it's nice to be a fan when they're winning.
Rangers ace Cole Hamels throws out the first pitch in a little more than a half hour. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.
Tonight on KERA-TV, the American Experience series shines a light on a man whose characters have spent a lot of time in the spotlight, Walt Disney. When the Hollywood icon decided to make his first animated feature, he wasn't even sure that audience would empathize with animated characters. Last week on Think, Chris Boyd talked to Sarah Colt, the director of the documentary debuting tonight, about why Disney was skeptical.
Everybody knew that cartoons could make you laugh, and cartoons were all about gags, and they were all about jokes, and how many gags could you get into a 6-minute short. But the question that Disney was going after is, could he make people cry with a cartoon and with a drawing? Could you buy into the characters so much that they would actually make you cry because you felt for them and you believed in them? And so when the premiere of Snow White happens and they have a big Hollywood premiere, that was the part of the story that he was worried about. Could he get people to believe that Snow White had died and be sad along with the dwarves who were crying because they love Snow White and they are so sad that she has been cast under an evil spell? And when the audience, which was made up of all these movie stars, and when everyone was quiet and then they started to hear sobbing, they knew, you know, Disney knew that he had done it, that he had succeeded.
Part one of a two-part American Experience documentary on Walt Disney starts today, tonight on KERA-TV. Listen to the podcast of this Think Conversation at kera.org/think. And finally, the North Texas Food Bank is tackling hunger with a bold 10-year plan announced today. The goal, to make 92 million meals a year by 2025. That's 50% more than what's being served now. Currently, the North Texas Food Bank puts together 175,000 meals each day. To make its new goal, 250,000 meals a day will have to go out. Tom Black is chairman of the board. He talked about the food bank's plan today outside the Dallas Farmers Market.
We have about 800,000 people in our community that aren't sure they're going to have three meals in a day. So until that goes away, we take ownership of that interest and we're going to do whatever we can to feed those in need.
A few things need to happen in order to make the 10-year plan happen. The food bank needs to up its fundraising game and invest in a lot more warehouse space. Tom Black says staffers are looking at property north of Interstate 635. For what's left in the light today, should be sunny, high in the mid-90s. Tonight brings in mostly clear weather with a low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 91, and tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low about 74. It's currently 88 degrees in Dallas, 89 in Fort Worth, 87 in Tyler, and 93 in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.